The NDN Collective is behind the new school. The nonprofit organization focuses on indigenous advocacy and has tried to push the state to approve schools that teach Ocheti Chacoan essential understandings. That curriculum is centered around Lakota language and culture. State lawmakers rejected the proposals twice, so now organizers are taking the idea into their own hands. Sarah Pierce is the Director of Education Equity at NDN Collective. She says the new Rapid City School will be designed by Indigenous people for Indigenous people. It will teach subjects in Lakota.
No one knows needs better than authentic community representation. And so with that, that will set the school apart. I think with the cultural norms such as kinship and such, and the priority of Lakota language and culture as a deep embedded foundational aspect of school, not an elective, will set us apart.
The graduation rate among Indigenous students in South Dakota is the lowest of any group. Pierce says the school will aim to close that achievement gap.
When we think about and I always say this, the compulsory imposition of education on Indigenous peoples in America, this school will really challenge what has, what history has taught us, that we cannot impose something on a demographic.
More than 20% of Rapid City school students are Native American. The NDN Collective, based in Rapid City, will open and fund the school. It's expected to open in the fall of 2022 with 40 kindergarten students the first year. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strubinger in Rapid City.